Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about the benefits of decluttering. Have you ever wondered why it feels so good to declutter? Are you curious to know how decluttering helps you? Do you ever stop and acknowledge how good it feels to release and let go of your clutter? Learn about the good things that happen when you clear your clutter from your life as we continue our month focusing on frequently asked questions. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? Unclear your clutter inside and out. We'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Again, all month is inspired by frequently asked questions. This is what people are looking for. And I thought it would be good to remember, to remind you, there's good stuff when you declutter your life. So if you're like, oh, I'm slogging through it, listen to this podcast, watch it on YouTube to remind you of the good things. I'm also doing this. Our containers were supposed to be delivered yesterday, and they're not here. And we have people coming to help us move. And so let's hope in the next 15 minutes I get a call. So this is going to be my distraction, talking about something good with the benefits that will support you. First question, why is decluttering so satisfying? Anytime you accomplish something, it feels good, right? It contributes to your self-worth. It gives your ego a nice boost when you check something off your list. That's why I won't ever completely go digital, because I like the feel of the pen on the paper as I go scratch and check it off. Also helps build your confidence. You know you can do something, and sometimes, hopefully many times, that inspires you to try something more or go out of your comfort zone. It helps you grow. And as you know, everything, it's not just physical clutter. So when I went and did the ropes course and the zip line was the easy part. The ropes course, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. But because I like to challenge myself, the more I've opened up to myself. For example, I used to be deathly afraid of public speaking. But when I cleared some clutter and some fear and anxiety around that, I do that now. So that is one example where it's really outside of my comfort zone and it helped build my confidence. So then that gives me the ability to, in some other area of my life. So that's really satisfying. You know, I'm like, I'm 52 and I just did this ropes course and people younger than me bailed early. That was a huge shot of confidence to me. And so when you declutter, it helps build your confidence. And part of your purpose and a benefit and making you feel so great at clearing your clutter is it allows you to focus on what matters. When you do that, that energizes you. When you're doing something you love, when you walk into a space that feels great, that energizes you. That doesn't deplete you. It allows you to remember what's truly important. And that feels good, doesn't it? It also makes you more productive. So when you clear that clutter, you're going to get a lot more done. Who wouldn't feel good? Who doesn't feel good when you're able to do things and get more things done quickly? It all rolls together. And all of those things are going to contribute to you feeling really good. If you're at the start of decluttering, no matter what area, remind yourself, this is why it's really satisfying. I know I'm going to feel really good. I'm stretching myself here to do something. Again, whether it's learning to meditate, whether it's public speaking, whether it's starting a creative endeavor, it feels really good when you do that. So as I've talked, what do you think you'd find most satisfying when decluttering? What do you think would help build your confidence? What do you think would help build your self-esteem? And think back on your past when you've decluttered. Why has it felt so satisfying? Second question, very related to the first, but we'll try to touch on it from a little bit of different angle. Number two, why does it feel so good to declutter? you're clearing physical clutter, you're going to get exercise, right? I have my little smartwatch on here. And when I work, I'm getting in my at least 6,000 steps a day. When you exercise, you get that dopamine hit, right? And that automatically makes you feel good. If you have a lot of clutter, it overstimulates your nervous system. And that causes all of your senses to work overtime, which can be frustrating. I'm very visual. So if I have a lot, I can be overwhelmed. I'm sometimes overwhelmed in the grocery store if I feel that I have too many choices. I shared that story when I was first starting out and I was overwhelmed by the pantry. It was just for me, sensory overload. My eyes just reached a point where I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff here. It just completely fried my brain. Refocuses your attention. So it's going to make you feel better, because you're not spending time on what doesn't matter. A lot of times clutter can create feelings of guilt. You can feel embarrassment. And of course, you're going to feel better if you don't have those. And clutter can be, in addition to incredibly overwhelming, it can be frustrating. And if you're overwhelmed and frustrated, you can't relax. Trust me, I'm really challenged because I'm really frustrated. I'm on a schedule. I plan for things, some leeway, and someone else, which I have no control over. I can't relax now. I'd like to relax. If you release the stuff, you let go of the emotional, the energetic clutter and all that, that releases negative feelings. Well, of course, if you release your negative feelings, you're going to feel good. I know every time I clean, I feel really good. My space feels better. So there's that energetic boost as well that makes you feel really good. Everything is energy. So when you release what isn't working, you open up not only your physical, your space, but to create what you desire in life. You know, that's the whole principle behind feng shui. Any feng shui book is going to say clear your clutter first, and then you work on things to harmonize the energy. So those are a few things. What have you felt? Have you felt that dopamine hit when you've been working in the garage to clear clutter and getting some exercise in? When you have opened your heart more, clearing spiritual clutter, have you felt good about that? When you have had a disagreement with your partner, spouse, friend, doesn't it feel better? Don't you feel better towards them once you've expressed how you felt and then you're able to move forward? What are some of the things that decluttering makes you feel good? How does it make you feel good? What could you use to motivate you? You're going to have the physical components, and listen to all the episodes this month because I talked about some of the health challenges that come, for instance, a general dampening of brain function when you have clutter. So if you reverse that or release that, that's naturally going to make you feel better. Remember this. When you're like, oh, I've got to get through. I know I'm at the tail end of having to pack and move. And if we hadn't gone to the beach, I'd be completely depleted. But I remember it's going to feel really good, really exciting to start a new adventure. That makes me feel good. Leaving this neighborhood is going to make me feel really good too. So I can just release it, move on, and move forward, right? That I have to declutter the neighborhood. Really, my one neighbor has been amazingly wonderful, and I'm grateful for that. But it's time. I don't want any part of this. That's going to be a huge burden lifted off my shoulders. Well, maybe I have to do an episode on that. Decluttering your neighborhood. I kind of like that. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. And finally, the third question. What are the benefits to decluttering? Here is my list, but I'd like you to think about, what are the benefits to decluttering? What benefits have you found? Time. You get back time. You know, the average person spends over an hour a day looking for things. one of the things I'm incredibly grateful for is being organized, staying on top of my clutter, so I don't waste time. I have a really compressed schedule. We were going to leave on Monday. Now we're leaving Saturday. That's 2 days that I'm losing. We need to do it. We need to get up to Wheeling, but being organized and not having clutter makes that possible. So how much time do you think you've lost due to clutter? Makes you more productive when you don't have to search for things, when someone asks for something, you're able to retrieve it quickly. And people recognize that. They've done surveys and they find that people, if you have a messy desk, you're perceived as having less ability, less trustworthiness. So if you are at work, be very aware of your desk and what it's presenting. And it just naturally, if you don't have to, whether it's physically wading through stuff, if you let go of your mental clutter and you have that clarity, of course that's going to make you more productive. So think, how have you been more productive when you've cleared clutter? Now, of course, money is the biggest one for many people. Well, in addition to finding money, the biggest amount I ever found was like $3,500. And that was from a check that had been given to the newlyweds. She was in the process of getting married for a second time. She divorced this person. And I don't know, I tell you, I'd be really bummed if I didn't cash a $3,500 check. Now, the person giving it might have been excited, but every time I've worked with someone, they found money. But there's more than just finding physical money or checks. You spend money when you maintain all of your stuff. You might be missing out on tax deductions. I laugh. If there's a deduction, I am not going to miss it. There is in no way, shape, or form. If you have clutter and you're paying your mortgage late or your bills late, you're paying interest. I don't want to pay the credit card companies any more than I owe them. So that's money's a huge benefit. Also makes you more creative. When you have released your mental clutter and you have clarity and your physical space feels good and you're able to freely express what you're feeling, what you're on your soul's purpose, all of that adds to your creativity. And when I talk about creativity, it doesn't mean you have to publish a book or make a painting public. I have a friend that does a lot of home decor items, or she'll do these little projects where she found a little table-like thing, but it had some doors. I don't know what you'd call it because it's not huge, but she sanded that, she painted that. That's something that feeds her creativity. She made one of those big welcome signs that you might see in stores, so she made one for their house. So those projects that get you excited, get you happy. She likes to do her nails really prettily and add stickers and stuff that I probably couldn't do. You are creative, and there are different ways to express it. So don't feel like it is a project that you need to share with the world. You get peace when you declutter. Uncluttered living, reduced stress, being able to walk into your home, peace. Everything feels in harmony. It feels good to be here. I've got peace of mind. You can't put a price on peace of mind. You really can't. You can't. Some of the other benefits are less stress, less arguing, especially if you live with someone. There's more harmony in the household. Again, having a good relationship, you can't put a price tag on that. I was just reading a post this morning and someone talked about how they wish that everyone had a spouse that they could trust and they wouldn't feel the need to, as in a financial group, and because they were saying, women, you need to take charge of your money, which I agree with. And it was nice to see, because I thought, I have a spouse that's not going to do that to me. And people are like, oh, you never know. Well, I'm going to argue with that and say I do know. So having less stress and arguing, more harmony in relationships, relaxation, okay? Again, you're happy, you're relaxed, you're not worrying about things, you're relaxed. These are things you can't put a price tag on, in my view. And when you've decluttered your life, this is what happened. In addition to relaxation, happiness. I always feel good when I donate something and someone else can get a benefit. That makes me feel really good. I'm happy when I'm happy and make my partner happy, that we're not fighting over things. And I think most of you would probably agree with that. I'm happy when I'm writing. I'm happy when I do these podcasts. I get happiness when I get an email from someone saying, hey, I really thank you, or a comment. It really makes me happy because I've cleared my clutter to focus on this podcast. And then joy, right? Because when you focus on what's important, you're going to feel joy. And again, this isn't meaning 24/7. This is meaning on a whole. When you focus on what matters most, you're going to have joy. Now, I'm going to use the example. My mom is dying and my family is my focus right now. Does it bring me joy? Yeah. Joy and grief. I mean, there are a lot of mixed emotions in there, but it will bring me joy because I will have done what was important. I am doing what is important. I will have joy from memories. You know, standing by people in the hard times is just as important, in my view, than the good times. So there is joy in there mixed with a lot of other emotions. So I want to just remind you that there can be other emotions mixed with going on joy that are still a good thing, and to not see something as completely negative. And another benefit when you declutter is your life. When you work on one area, it supports the others. I mean, how great is that? You clean your space and you get mental clarity. You express your emotions and it opens up your heart more. Or it improves your health because you're not doing emotional eating. If you work on having better health, that gives you peace of mind. It allows you to worry less. It will probably save you financial clutter because you won't be paying ER bills, right? All of it's tied together. Now, as I've been talking, what benefits ring true to you? We say, oh yeah, that's a benefit for me. Because there's a lot more that we could add here. But this was just my little short list to get you started. My hope is from this entire episode, if you need a little jolt as you're decluttering to remind you of why it'll feel good, why it's satisfying, and some of the benefits to decluttering your life. Take actions from today's podcast. Recognize what makes you feel satisfied about decluttering. Understand the good feelings you have when clearing clutter from your life. Know the benefits you receive when you clear your clutter. Start decluttering your life. On our next episode, we're talking about what does God say about clutter? Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.